Thank you for joining the Essential Therapies podcast. This is Dr. Cindy Hodgson. I'm a physical therapist and exercise physiologist specializing in John Barnes myofascial release and many modalities to help with wellness. I am super excited today to have a special guest with me. This is Kristen Kane. She is with the company Joylux, and as a women's health provider, also specializing in John Barnes myofascial release for women's health, which is a little bit integrative in addition to traditional women's health physical therapy, I am super excited about this device for many reasons. So I'm going to have Kristen tell you a little bit about her background, and then we have some great questions to help improve just what people know about what Joylux does and just this super tool that we have available to us.
Thank you so much. So I'm Kristen. I am with Joylux. I am the U.S. accounts manager. So I oversee all of our medical offices in the U.S. and Canada. Full range of different types of providers, of course, our wonderful physical therapist partners, urogynecologists, OBGYNs, even plastic surgeons, derms, cancer care specialists. So a very broad spectrum of different types of healthcare providers that offer the Joylux products to their patients, including Cindy.
Awesome. Thank you for describing all that. I forget how broad your spectrum is and how you're really catering to this very specific medical community.
Yes.
If there's anything to say, you know, in addition to that, I know a lot of times people ask, well, you know, is this really a medical device? Like how do you explain that for our customers here?
Absolutely. So we are FDA designated as a low risk general wellness device. We are actually the first energy-based device to receive this designation with the focus on intimate wellness, which is really exciting. And kind of on that point, the VFit Gold Plus device has 18 patents, which
wow.
Is, I know, it's very exciting. The technology is sound. We have won multiple awards for the technology itself. All of it is just, I mean, every time we receive one of the awards, the accolades, the new patents, it's just this collective wow in the office because this is a game changer. It's a first-in-class device of this nature, and we'll go into the details of the technology and the modalities here in the conversation.
Okay, great. Yeah, one of the reasons why I wanted to have this conversation with you, Kristen, is I really don't feel like I have done quite the good enough job teaching my patients and clients about this device. You know, I have used it myself. I think it's a great device. I've had several patients on it and using it. But, you know, the more I realize what is available, I think I need to start talking about it more. And I'm doing a disservice to my women patients and clients not telling them about this. So I really want to make it a point for this to come out, to be able to explain why this is different. And that just really describes that all of these patents, I mean, this just doesn't happen in a vacuum. Like there are specifics as to why this particular device is really a great one. And then also for those of you who have the device already, you know it's easy. I've gotten off of it myself too, you know, many times, and you get out of your routine. But get back on your routine because it will really, really help you long term. And a tagline I like to use a lot is that you are creating tomorrow's body today. So think of that, you know, and then not only can we reverse problems that we have currently now using this device or support that, however we need to use that in our wording, the wellness support, we can also prevent things down the road, which you are not going to want to deal with, right? So with that, I would love for you to, there are a few conditions that I really want to address. And let me just kind of name what those are, and then I'll let you take it away, and then I'll interject with questions here and there.
Wonderful.
One of them is that we work with a lot with women's health is incontinence issues. You know, women have sadly oftentimes thought, well, this is just what happens when I age, or this is what happens when I have a baby, or, you know, I had a vaginal delivery, or I had these problems or that problems, and they just kind of deal with it. And we want to encourage you and remind you that is not the way it has to be. So, you know, there's, in addition to the hands-on techniques, there are other things that we can do. So we're going to talk about that specifically with incontinence issues. That would be like urgency, getting to the bathroom, frequency, leaking with sneezing and coughing and that kind of a thing. Also, prolapse is a huge one. I've been seeing so much about prolapse, and I have a video on Women's Health with John Barnes where we talk about some of the fascial reasons why this happens. But I feel like a lot of times I hear from my patients, like their thinking is, oh, everything is falling down. We start thinking of gravity, like everything's just falling. But the rest of our body doesn't fall. You know, it's being pulled. There's tightness there that creates a lot of that, and things get pulled down. And oftentimes they're told, oh, you can do a pessary, but you probably need surgery and these kinds of things. And maybe there's another way to help with that. Also, pelvic pain of all different types. Just everyday pelvic pain, pain during intercourse, and then even hip pain and back pain that can be connected to this whole pelvic floor issue. So let's start with that. I also want to say a very big one, and maybe this is where we start, because I've been seeing this even all over the internet, and that's vaginal atrophy. You know,
and I'm going to add another one to that. Okay. I'm also seeing all over the internet, vaginal dryness.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all fun. All of it's so right. fun. Okay. Right. So many topics here to touch on. So we're going to run through this, hop in with any questions, any feedback. Stress urinary incontinence is a big one. And there is oftentimes a misconception about SUI or incontinence that it really targets really only women who've had a vaginal delivery, which is not true. Just aging, you know, we lose the structure in our vaginal walls because we're, you know, decreased collagen and elastin production. And of course there's the pelvic floor muscle strength. So even going through menopause or just naturally the aging process, women can and oftentimes do experience incontinence on some level, even if they haven't had a baby. So I've spoken to so many women who are just shocked that it has happened to them because they had a C-section or they haven't had children. So the device definitely helps with it. The feedback we get on it is phenomenal. Most women report a noticeable difference at about the 3-week mark. Some it's sooner. We generally say if they're sticking to the protocol of 3 times a week, essentially every other day of usage, it's really that first 6 to 8 weeks that they get their maximum benefits. And then everything beyond that is really maintenance and, you know, hanging on to those awesome results. In terms of leakage, again, it is generally about 3 weeks. It's kind of a good kind of a benchmark time. But I have heard from women who have reported it much sooner. So of course it's going to depend on their physical condition, you know, if they're committed to their protocol, et cetera. But it's a huge improvement. And I actually have a provider, she herself, she had done other treatments, both in office and home use, one of which she committed to for an entire year. And she said that her first month of use with her VFit Gold Plus device, the results absolutely leaps and bounds beyond anything that she's experienced with any other treatments that she'd done. And this has clearly been something that she had been dealing with for many years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, and that really... I mean, who wants to have leakage every time they exercise or sneeze or laugh? You know, it's just uncomfortable. It's fun for no one. And we are conditioned to think, as you said, it's just going to happen. Yeah, it's just something in, you know, every other commercial on TV is for pads. You know, that industry, I mean, I can't even fathom how much money women are spending on things of that nature. So this is a wonderful solution for that.
Exactly.
In terms of vaginal dryness, vaginal atrophy, pain with intercourse, it really is this, you know, it's running the gamut of improvement for these issues. As we age, especially peri and postmenopausal women, vaginal dryness occurs. And until you've experienced it, I don't think a lot of women fully grasp how truly uncomfortable that is. The VFit Gold Plus device, it does increase natural lubrication. It's not just addressing the pelvic floor muscles, but it's also improving the actual vaginal tissue health. And that's big. And that is also going to contribute to helping with pain during intercourse. This device, it's anti-inflammatory. You know, red light therapy is used for wound healing, anti-aging. I mean, there's so many reasons why photobiomodulation is utilized in aesthetics and healthcare. I mean, it's used for anti-aging, it's used for wound care, pain management. All of those benefits are also happening to the vaginal tissue. And none of us wake up in the morning and think about, I wonder how my vaginal tissue health is today. It's just, it's not something we think about. We see these changes to our bodies and our faces as we age. We don't, you know, out of sight, out of mind, literally, we don't think about it. But it's definitely something, it's all part of self-care. And it's not just about sex or intimacy. It's overall quality of life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the changes that women experience as they age, as they go through childbirth, as they go through the menopause journey, oftentimes there's anxiety and embarrassment attached to these changes. It has impacts on them. It has impacts oftentimes on their relationships, their partnerships. So it's you can't get mad at the fact that it helps with intimacy, but it's a much bigger picture than that. It definitely helps with vaginal atrophy. And again, if this is not something a patient has experienced, it would be great for them to avoid it because it is not comfortable. And again, impacting quality of life and most certainly impacting intimate relations. It hurts. And, you know, we even hear from men who have gone through the journey with their partner where, you know, they express that we went to an OBGYN, we saw sex therapists, we've tried adult devices, we've tried, you know, this different types of lube. And it's not fun for me as her partner to know that our, you know, intimacy is hurting her or it doesn't feel good. And they expressed to us that the Joylux was the game changer for them. And I love that these men are involved in it. It's such a big picture in terms of the benefits to the patient using the device. It absolutely is.
Let's talk for just a moment about the moisture aspect, the mm-hmm. lubricant aspect. How, like, what are the mechanisms that help that? Because I think a lot of times people are confused. Well, how can this, you know, they first of all don't really understand what the device is. And for those of us listening that are not on video, Kristen can try to describe a little bit what it looks like and what Absolutely. It's dealing with. And why does it work?
Yes. So there are three modalities that make the magic happen. So this is a device that you use at home. Again, the protocol is every other day for 6 to 8 weeks. The maximum session time is 12 minutes, which is great. I mean, we all need to be able to steal 10 or 12 minutes three times a week, lock the kids out of your room, you know, whatever you need to do to have that time for yourself for self-care. And there are three modalities. There's the thermal loading, which is the gentle heat, the photobiomodulation, which is the LED light therapy, and the therapeutic vibration. So the thermal loading is the device heats up. The longer it's on, the warmer it gets. The maximum temp is 42 degrees Celsius, and that's at the 12-minute session time. And that's just a very comfortable, relaxing temperature. And what the heat is doing is it's encouraging blood flow to the tissue. And that increased blood flow is bringing protein and nutrients and oxygen to the vaginal tissue. That slows down as we age. So it's really vital. And that in itself is improving vaginal tissue health. The next modality is the therapeutic vibration. And it's easy to have a misconception about this device. Yes, it vibrates. Yes, it's being inserted into the vagina. It definitely has a certain look to it. Not a lot of shape options, given where it's going. This does not have the power or the oomph that a traditional adult device would have. The vibration is, in fact, very much part of the treatment, and it's working in a number of ways. It's engaging the pelvic floor muscles. The body naturally reacts to the mechanical stress of the vibration. So you're not being mindful as you would, let's say, if you're doing Kegels. It literally is doing the work for you. So it engages the pelvic floor muscles. Light energy scatters. So it very gently moves the tissue. So that ensures a full coverage of the light energy for the full, all of the vaginal tissue. And I'll be honest, it does help with compliance because it's very relaxing. And it is also driving the light energy and the heat deeper into the tissue. The next modality is the LED light therapy. And again, photobiomodulation, which is the really fun word for light energy therapy. It's again used in a variety of different medical settings for treatment of different things. And the reason for that is because it works. And of course, it's very important that it's in a wavelength that is going to have a positive impact on the tissue itself. And this is in fact at that optimal wavelength of 662 nanometers. And LED light therapy, it does amazing things. It's anti-inflammatory. It's increasing collagen and elastin production. And again, that slows down as we age. It creates ATP. It's all three of those modalities, the heat, the light energy, and the therapeutic vibration. Those are the modalities that create the amazing benefits that we see with this device.
Yeah, we're talking about cellular level changes as well, right? I mean, we start talking about ATP, which is our energy molecule. And yeah, there it is. Yeah. We're talking about, you know, mitochondria is in that
100%
statement. And these are things that, and I would imagine this is where all these patents and these awards and things are coming from, because 100%. I mean, you can't just get that anywhere from any, you know, average device. So,
yeah. And, you know, and it's tough with devices, because you don't, unless you're really doing your research, and I'm talking anti-aging, any type of light therapy device, home use and otherwise, is it in fact working in an energy density or a wavelength that is going to have a positive impact on the tissue? I see some things, I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. You know, I'm a consumer and I, you know, I love devices. And then I'll start doing a little research and I'll look at the specs and I'm like, this isn't really probably going to do a heck of a lot. So this is really where a vast majority of our research went in development of this device, is getting it in that sweet spot, that optimal range to have a positive impact on the vaginal tissue. And it's pretty remarkable. There are, you know, like the LED hair restoration helmets, the $1,000 helmets, they run on the same wavelength. I mean, so some of these very high power, very expensive devices that are for other, you know, uses, they run on either the same wavelength or even sometimes lower. So we do have one of the most effective light energy wavelengths in the industry. It's phenomenal.
That's amazing. You know, you see a lot of testimonials. So I would love to tap into some of those that are kind of like on the top of your head. I'm also curious, and I think this might go unnoticed oftentimes, but women who are having hip pain or back pain, they might not think pelvic floor. They might not, you know, think that there's a connection right here. And I experience this all the time when I'm dealing with just my regular pelvic floor patient or someone who has back or hip pain. I'm like, hey, you know, we really should probably address this area. And they're like, what? But the reality is that hip joint is right there at the pelvic floor, you know, the base of the pelvic bowl. And so I'm really curious, are people noticing this for that part of their body? And let's just hear some of those testimonials. I think that's what's most encouraging for people.
Absolutely. So I haven't heard as much about hip and back pain, but we have heard some. Okay. And one thing that we experienced several years ago with a patient who was actually a medical student, and this was super, we were actually really excited about it. She, although she was only 28, she had had a hip replacement. And she could actually feel the heat in her prosthetic hip. So for us, that was exciting because that gave us a very clear picture of how far the light energy and the heat was actually traveling. You know, nothing is just bouncing off the surface of the tissue. There's absorption, you know, there's actual tissue penetration, which is amazing. We do hear from women, because a lot of women use this during the menstrual cycle, which is totally safe and fine to do, that it helps alleviate cramps. And as you know, menstrual cramps are not just, you know, abdominal, they're lower back. So we do hear from a lot of women that it really helps alleviate that discomfort. And, you know, we can only guess on this, but our assumption is it is, in fact, the vibration and that gentle heat. So it definitely does have a positive impact.
Right. We talked a little bit about the incontinence issues already, but expand a little bit more on some of this, the painful intercourse clients that you hear from. Yeah. I think that's so important. And I do believe that the whole hip and back pain, it's just not something that's on people's radar. Like they may start to, but they're not putting the two and two together, right? That this pelvic floor, this pelvic device is really helping these other areas. So yeah, let's talk about intimacy.
Yep. In terms of intimacy and pain during intercourse, it can be caused by a number of reasons. More often than not, though, it is vaginal atrophy and it is vaginal dryness. And because you're improving the vaginal tissue health, that is increasing sensation and arousal. That is increasing natural lubrication. And again, with the improvement of the vaginal tissue health and the improvement of the pelvic floor muscles, for women who do experience the atrophy and the pain, it is a game changer. We hear from so many women. And in fact, I have an office. She herself is a pelvic floor physical therapist. And she sent me a note. She'd been using it about 5 weeks. And she said, I just have to tell you that last night my husband and I were intimate. And she said it was not 100% pain-free, but it was the first time that she actually enjoyed it in years. Wow. Fast forward, she sent me another note several weeks later. And she's like, we had anniversary sex last night and it was amazing. And, you know, and she is herself a pelvic floor physical therapist. So that was very exciting. We have a woman who is in the healthcare industry and she's a moderator actually on a prolapse forum. So she works with hundreds, if not thousands of nurses across the US. Specifically, the topic is prolapse. She is in her 70s and she went from a stage 3 down to a stage 2 prolapse with nothing other than the VFit as her solution.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a woman leave a review. Gosh, this was probably last year. And she was in her 40s and she was perimenopausal pretty early on. And she went to her OBGYN, who described her vaginal tissue, and I'll apologize now for this visual. She described it as a cardboard toilet paper tube. That's what her tissue looked like.
Yeah.
She started using the VFit device. She went back to her OBGYN. I want to say it was about 2 months later, and her OBGYN was absolutely astounded at the improvement in her vaginal tissue. And, you know, those, when we hear from women with that type of feedback, it's just phenomenal. That's why we do what we do. So in terms of prolapse, you know, we don't want to say that it treats or diagnoses, you know, we want to be cautious, but the feedback we get from patients and end users is it has helped them tremendously. We actually have a close family friend. She had prolapse surgery and her SUI actually worsened considerably after the surgery. So she started using the VFit device and saw vast improvement. But really the key is being compliant and sticking with that protocol. And you had mentioned, you know, life gets in the way. Sometimes we don't stick with it. That's where the app comes in really handy. You pair the device with the Joylux app, and it takes the guesswork out for you. It sets up your protocol. It puts your sessions on your calendar. It will squawk at you if you're skipping your sessions. You'll get these gentle reminders. But really, once you've established your routine, it's pretty darn easy to stick with it. And a lot of women continue using it 3 times a week. You know, so essentially, you're using it 3 times a week for 6 to 8 weeks, and then you go down into maintenance. And that means you only need to use it 1 or 2 times a week, and that will maintain your results. But we have women who continue using it 3 times a week beyond that initial 6 to 8 week time frame because it is part of their routine. They like to use it, let's say, at bedtime. It's relaxing, and that's absolutely fine to do. There's no harm in continuing to use it more frequently. But once you've gotten into maintenance, you don't necessarily have to. But really, once you've established that routine, it's very easy to stick with it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the whole idea of, it's almost like exercise, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Absolutely. You're going to see changes the more consistent you are, especially in the beginning. And yeah, you get to that point and it takes a little bit less to just maintain, but I mean, think about all of the good things that are happening with the use. Why not do that as much as you know, are able to put it in your schedule?
And it would be great if we could go to the gym, work out really hard, hit our goal, whatever our fitness goal is, and go, okay, I'm done. And then and keep those results forever. We're not so lucky. So really, truly, once you, you know, have gone through that initial phase of the protocol, maintenance, of course, is important. But the thing that's interesting, and I experienced this myself, I'm mid-50s, menopausal mom, you know, target audience, experienced, you know, all of the fun stuff that we go through as we go through menopause. But by using the device consistently, I didn't experience as much as what one would anticipate. And I stopped using it for 3 months. I was the bad patient, and I'll never do that again. The changes that occurred, I got the full snapshot of what menopause means, the atrophy, the vaginal dryness, the loss of sensation, the discomfort, even leakage started. And I couldn't believe it because I really didn't experience it because I'd been using my device consistently through the menopause journey. So even though I was kicking myself that I stopped using it for that period of time because life truly got in the way, I will never stray again. But it really was an eye-opener for me to really, truly understand and see the benefits that I was getting from the device. But the thing that was really surprising to me was how quickly things came back. When I did hop back on the protocol, I thought, oh, geez, now I'm starting from the beginning. But really, it was maybe 5 or 6 sessions, and things felt great again. So I really feel that there's something to that whole muscle memory theory. It's real. The benefits came roaring back, which was great.
And I will second that. I experienced that same thing, and maybe not even with 5 sessions, like between 3 and 4 times. It's like, oh, yay, you know.
We can get back to it.
Right.
Happiness again.
Right. I want to talk a little bit more about the prolapse. And gosh, I would love for your customers like to be able to kind of do a little bit more, even research, even anecdotal case study type stuff on this exact topic, because it's so big right now. And I don't think it's just me and my practice. I just think it's, you know, we're hearing more about it. And, you know, the ways to fix it out there aren't always the best. Like you mentioned, the woman who had the surgery, and oftentimes it doesn't do what people need, or they have to, you know, they're having maybe not just things tacked up in there, but they're having to have a complete hysterectomy or, you know, other things. And so with myofascial release, one of the things that we're, of course, focusing on is that fascia that is the structure and what we call the biotensegrity structure of the body and all of the cells and the tissues and so on. And so one of the things that I think is so great about this device is I have my patients use it as a self-treatment tool, a myofascial self-treatment tool. So, you know, if they're, first of all, they're putting it in there for a minimum of 6 minutes. Okay. So we're taking up the slack of that tight tissue, just like I would take up the slack in another area of the body, whether I'm using the wall and the floor is my, you know, legs up the wall self-treatment tool, or a small ball pressing into that tissue. That fascial tissue responds to compression and elongation. So we do different techniques to gently, and emphasize many times gently, because we never force the tissue. If we force the fascia, it's just going to pull down on everything even more. Right. So when we are using this device, oftentimes I'll say either at the beginning, you know, insert the device, leave it there for 5 minutes before you begin, or better yet, leave it in afterwards, because now you've got all this warmth and this fluid flowing, and, you know, all of the blood flow and the light's already done its thing. Now leave it in for a good 5 or 6 minutes if you can do that. And now we're getting this self-treatment of just quiet myofascial release as well. And I think it's huge. And so this, as it's, you know, moving things up into our body where they're supposed to go, and now we're getting this gentle tension and relaxing and breathing into that pelvic floor and so on, so that things can release and, you know, let go or provide more space in this tissue. So it goes so nicely with the myofascial principles that we do using the John Barnes technique. So just absolutely a beautiful way to do that, as compared to other tools such as dilators, you know, and a lot of dilators are, I mean, I've never had huge success consistently with patients using them. You know, I've definitely have seen that this is much better way of preparing the tissue and getting ready for all of the changes that will happen. So yeah, a great tool.
In terms of feedback, honestly, my recommendation is hop on our website and read the reviews. Okay. Joylux.com. Those reviews come in as, you know, we post them as they come in, typos and all. Some of them, I have to be honest, are just funny because sometimes you have to have a sense of humor to feel comfortable talking about some of these issues. But a great deal of them, women really go into detail and they share their feedback. They share what they were experiencing prior to using the device. They share the benefits and the results that they've achieved, which I absolutely love because someone else can then go in and read it and go, oh, okay, this is exactly what I'm going through. I'm a big fan of reviews. I oftentimes will go to multiple sites to read reviews on a new product. But our reviews, I mean, they are from the patients and the end users. And I always encourage women, you know, if you really want to get some insight, you know, we have studies, we have data, we have lots of great information to share. For many, reviews are more compelling. And again, you know, these all post as they come in, and we hear from so many different age groups, different patient profiles, what their experience has been. We have new mamas, of course, that benefit from it. We have women in their 80s who are using the device. We have young women who haven't had kids, but guess what? They're a cancer survivor. So they essentially went through forced menopause. We have women with vulvodynia, lichen sclerosis, vaginal dryness, prolapse, loss of sensation. I mean, there's just so many things that happen to us as we age. And our reviews speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, I just had this happen again last week. A woman came in who had been to their doctor for pelvic floor issues. And, you know, unfortunately, there's still a lot of physicians, not everyone, are still telling people to blindly do Kegels, right? And we know that if that tissue is all solidified, the fascia all through that area, the connective tissue is hardened, that those muscle fibers cannot do their thing. So it's actually a hindrance to just kind of blindly do Kegels. And that's the other thing I love about this device. Again, with it being a self-care treatment you're doing regularly, I might only see a patient sometimes once a month. I can't make, you know, extended progress very well with that. And yeah, there's self-treatment techniques that people can do. They're difficult. And this is just so easy. Then after doing this, like I might see them. In fact, the patients who buy the device from me, and we'll talk about that in a moment, is where's the best place to get it. But they all receive a half an hour of a free pelvic floor session.
That's huge. That's amazing.
With the purchase of the device. And what we're doing is testing that tissue to see, you know, can you actually make a contraction? Can you relax that contraction? Okay, this don't do Kegels right now. Use your device for a month, come back, let's see how things are. And then we can really get into some, you know, specific releasing and then just progress your protocol accordingly. And yes, it's a great way to not just jump into Kegels, but making that tissue and the results show.
So Kegels, you know, it's interesting because of course women can absolutely benefit from doing Kegels. We hear from women who will actually do Kegels while their device is inserted. Great, yeah. Go for it. Mm-hmm. But we also know that a lot of us don't commit to it. We don't do it, you know, often enough that it will have that positive impact. Or women aren't doing them correctly. They are not given the techniques. They're not given the education and the training to do them correctly. I had a woman several years ago, gosh, maybe 6 years ago, who actually had to go to PT because she was doing Kegels incorrectly. And she had to go to PT to rectify what she had done by doing Kegels the wrong way. So it's tricky. And with this device, it truly does. I mean, it takes it away from you. You can just relax if you want to. It is engaging those pelvic floor muscles. However, if you are skilled at Kegels and you know that you're doing them properly and you want to, you can absolutely do them in conjunction with the device.
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that because it actually gives the ability to kind of contract on the device. So you're stimulating what you need to and giving you feedback at the same time. Yeah, it's really such a great tool.
It really is.
I really do just love it. Let's talk a little bit about how to purchase it. What are the differences versus an online retailer, sure, you know, in-house from a medical facility?
Okay, so the VFit Plus is sold on our website. You know, we do have online retailers. And then, of course, it's also found through our medical offices. When a patient purchases it online, they do have the opportunity to upgrade the device to the VFit Gold Plus, and we'll talk about what the upgrade entails. When they do that, when they purchase the upgrade, it's an additional $99. When they purchase from you, it's included. So they are not paying for that upgrade, which is a really nice $99 savings, but it's also a very nice incentive for them to come in and meet with you. You have that wonderful 30-minute session that you include with the purchase, which I think is phenomenal. And it really gives you an opportunity to guide them through the usage and determine what their needs are. So that upgrade is included. And what that upgrade means, when they upgrade the device, they are getting longer session times. They are getting more vibration patterns to choose from. And I'll tell you that the different vibration patterns, one is not more effective than the next. It's discomfort. There's different modes or patterns. And I encourage women, toggle through, try them all. Some women will find one, it's their favorite. They use it all the time. Some will mix it up based on their mood, and some don't care. They just turn it on and go. But they will have more options to personalize it for their own comfort. Mm-hmm. But also in that upgrade, the energy output, it's a 32% higher power. And that's big.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. No, yeah, that's good to know.
Sorry. And I don't want to knock the non-upgraded device. It's phenomenal. And in fact, all of our studies were conducted on the VFit Gold. The VFit Gold Plus, with the longer session time and the higher power, ultimately that translates to faster results. And with something of this nature, most of us want our results yesterday. So anything that can speed up the progress, we're all for it. But that upgrade is included, again, at no additional cost to your patient when they purchase it from you directly. And I believe you can ship to patients as well, correct?
Absolutely. I was just going to interject that, because what I will also do for those that I have to ship a device to, they might not be present in-house for a hands-on treatment, but I will do a virtual session with them where, you know, we're asking questions. There's a lot that I can do as far as supporting with their self-care. And we talk about everything from breathing to alignment to other things to do with the device. So yeah, I think that's helpful for sure for people. And thank you for explaining that, because I've had this happen a lot. People are like, oh yeah. And then they just go online and they Google it and then they buy it from the first place. I'm like, oh, I wish I'm not doing a good job of relaying that, explaining that to my patients apparently, but I think I've got it down now. So,
yeah. And we really encourage women to get it from their healthcare provider. You know, it gives them an opportunity to have that hands-on, that one-on-one with their healthcare provider, walk them through the benefits, what to expect, you know, how to use it, go over the protocol, really instill to them the importance of compliance. It allows you an opportunity to build that relationship with your patient and follow them on their journey and in their progress. It's really important. So we love, love, love for the patients to get it from their healthcare provider like you. I think there's so many benefits to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not all very good about reading user manuals, myself included. Yeah. So if someone is purchasing it online, they might be missing some really key points in terms of the usage and the protocol. So that is why the devices that you offer include that upgrade, because we really do want to incentivize them to come in and see you. And, you know, post-COVID world, telemedicine, virtual visits, we've all gotten a lot more accustomed to it. And providers like you have found ways to do it in a very successful way. So if your patient isn't able to come in and see you, it sounds like you have that covered, which is great.
Yeah. There's some things we can certainly do which are helpful. Yeah. I would love to talk about your other products. One of the things, the photonic gel that is with this product is so superior to other things. In fact, I got my samples, so now I'm going to be giving these samples out. Guys, you don't have to have a VFit to want this gel. So let's talk a little bit about your products.
Yes. So the photonic gel was designed specifically to be used in conjunction with the device. These two are best friends. Mm-hmm. It enhances the performance of the device. This is a wonderful lubricant. It's water-based and silicone-free, all clean ingredients, no parabens, et cetera. It's pH balanced for the vaginal tissue. It has hyaluronic acid and aloe. So your patients who do experience vaginal dryness, it's like a treatment for the vaginal tissue. Hyaluronic acid is used in, you know, serums and moisturizers in the aesthetic world because it's amazing. So it is infused with the aloe and the hyaluronic acid. So it's very soothing to the tissue, has an amazing slip. The viscosity is absolutely amazing. It is designed to be used on the device itself. It helps with the ease of insertion. It actually increases the efficacy of the LED lights. One thing I really love about it is it washes off really easily. Because of course you want to wash the device after each use. Soap and antibacterial hand soap works great. Just water, excuse me, and antibacterial hand soap washes right off. We also have device cleansing wipes. A lot of gals like this because they use this at bedtime. They may not want to get up and have to go to the restroom to wash it. But it's an amazing lubricant for sex. And if you happen to have that fun drawer of toys next to the bed, it's safe to use with them because it is silicone free. So it's a multi-use product. It's absolutely phenomenal. I will say it's really concentrated. So I always recommend start with a small amount. If you need more, add more. If someone does have really severe vaginal atrophy, for instance, they might use more initially for that ease of insertion. But as they go through the, you know, weeks of usage, they may find that they need less. But it is an absolutely wonderful product. Our photonic gel, we love it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I will second that. Like, you need such a small amount, and especially like you said, the more you use it. At the beginning, I was like putting all this on here, like comparing it to other types of lubricants, and it just
it's a lot.
like a pea size is all you need. It's incredible, and I actually use it as my lubricant when I'm doing internal pelvic floor work now as well. It's so much better. And
the slip is amazing.
Yeah. You use very little of it. It's been fantastic. So yeah.
We love our photonic gel. And again, because it's also not just for use with the device, you know, mm-hmm. we have so many women that this is their go-to for intimacy because it's phenomenal. Yep. It's wonderful. And I think, again, because it washes off the device so easily, that's really important. And I've tried other lubricants with the device just to see how they work, just to try them. And for insertion, they're fine. But I have found with many of them, by the end of the session, there was almost like a
sticky,
gummy, tacky. Yeah. And they didn't wash off as easily. So the photonic gel, soap and warm water, or the device cleansing wipes. Easy breathing. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us more.
I want to talk about our NeoHeat device. And I know that you have this available in your practice as well. This is really something. So the VFit was designed for internal use, right? Mm-hmm. But we've heard from a lot of women who were using it externally as well. They would power it on and just hold it against the exterior tissue and mm-hmm. just hearing phenomenal feedback. Helped with scar reduction, helped with lichen sclerosis, helped with vulvodynia, the pain in the vaginal opening. And we're like, this makes a lot of sense. You know, these modalities, of course, are going to have a positive impact on the exterior tissue. But if someone's just had a baby and they've had an episiotomy or tearing, is this going to be as comfortable, you know, using it externally? So we took all of that feedback and we have created the NeoHeat. It's a medical grade silicone pad, very pliable and soft. Again, washes with soap and warm water, and it utilizes the same photobiomodulation technology. It is absolutely phenomenal. So this is designed if new mama had a vaginal delivery and she had an episiotomy, she has stitches tearing. It's for pain management and wound healing. And it speeds up the wound healing by 6 times. That's huge. And this is great. So the new mama can just slide it into the panty. It even has a little clip so they can put it on their waistband and nurse baby, walk around, do what they need to do. It's a 10-minute session time, and then it just powers off. So this was intended for postpartum. I would say probably 85% of my offices that offer this do not deliver babies.
Wow.
We are finding practices are using it for lichen sclerosis is a big one. I have a pelvic floor physical therapist who she herself has vulvodynia and has sought treatment and relief for literally decades. One use, she said it made a huge, huge difference in the reduction of pain. We have offices using it after any laser procedure or surgery, if they have labiaplasty, et cetera. Any kind of drama or trauma to the exterior tissue, we are hearing feedback on the NeoHeat, and it is phenomenal. We have one provider, she's using it on her scalp. She powers it on and puts a baseball cap on because it literally runs at the same wavelength as the $1,000.
Wow.
Which I have one sitting right here, the hair restoration helmets. I may have told you this in a previous conversation, but one of our kitties had extensive surgery and they cut him sternum to pubis. And the vet offered post-surgical red light pain management for pets. So expensive. I'm like, nope, we're good. So he had his little surgical suit. We put this on, tucked it in. I think he loved the heat. He never complained about it. And we used it for wound management on our cat. So we're finding a multitude of uses for the NeoHeat. But this has proven to be just a completely phenomenal device for things that we never dreamed that it would be. We even have offices that are having their patients using it. I was joking the other day that we need to make a little face harness because it actually runs at a higher wavelength than the really expensive anti-aging face masks. Wow. So I know. So we are absolutely in love with our NeoHeat device. Now, your patients can use their VFit internally and then use it externally as well. And they're going to see great results. But if someone really does have true discomfort externally, they want something that maybe feels a little softer, a little easier for them to use, then the NeoHeat in conjunction with it or as a standalone. And actually, you'd mentioned back pain. We had a woman write in a review. You'll see it on our Mommy Matters site, that she uses this as her travel heat pad on her back when she drives. She had a sports injury and she actually turns this on and she tucks it in on her hip, her lower back and hip, for pain management because driving was or sitting in a car was so uncomfortable for her prior to this. Never occurred to us.
Yeah, well, you could even, drive with that at the public floor too. And
again, because it has this handy dandy little clip, you can put it right on your waistband. Yeah. Yeah. So we love our NeoHeat device.
Well, this is phenomenal because I have seen many patients over the years who really wouldn't be able to tolerate the VFit because like literally they could not insert
anything. Yeah.
But this might be a stepping stone to actually getting to the next level. That is amazing.
And right? We launched it last year. So truly just within actually less than a year that it has been available on the market, all of the different, I guess, off-label uses that we're hearing from providers, I'm sure that's going to grow. Lichen sclerosis has really been a big one. And in fact, we have a case study from an office in Arizona where they have a patient who was diagnosed with lichen sclerosis at age 6 or 7, which I didn't even know.
Wow.
I didn't even know that was possible. And this woman has tried everything. I mean, her doctors have had her doing a multitude of different things to address it. And the NeoHeat is what has brought her relief, which is phenomenal. So I do hope at some point that we can get some studies on this. And I know that we're working on some pilot studies, but as you know, studies are very detailed and time consuming and very expensive. And there's so much involved. So right now it is truly anecdotal. We're hearing from the providers and from their patients, the end users, and the feedback has been, it's knocked our socks off. We're thrilled.
Well, and you know, I really believe in it, talking to people individually and getting case studies and what was it like for them, because, you know, it's all about what is it going to work for us? I mean, you could have this big study and if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't matter anyway, you know what I mean? But if you have, it's this an intimate understanding of what the possibilities are. And here's the thing, I want to say something about the price point of these devices. They're so, in the big scheme of things, affordable. Yes. And I know even the NeoHeat, especially now, you've got me very excited because I didn't think of all those other uses. So I'm going to be getting that out.
Even for your pets, apparently.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about that. And then I do want to finish up with a few more of your products because I love the bar of soap, by the way.
She bar.
Yeah, the she bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In terms of pricing, the VFit Gold Plus retails at $395. Mm-hmm. And again, when purchased through you, it includes that $99 upgrade at no cost, which we love. The Photonic Gel retails at $25. And again, very concentrated, so it will last you. The NeoHeat retails at $179, which is amazing. And you're right, the price point in comparison to in-office treatments, right. Some of those, I mean, Oftentimes they are cost prohibitive. I mean, not everyone has $3,600 to drop on an in-office treatment that, you know, they will have to go back in a year and have done again. And if I'm being honest, our offices that do the in-office treatments, more often than not, they're bundling it with our device. So their patient is coming in and getting that treatment, and then they're using this to maintain those results because they have just invested a lot of money into that treatment. You want to maintain those results. You want to elevate those results. So if anyone watching or listening to this has had an in-office treatment, they should definitely still be using their VFit Gold Plus to help maintain those results. But for those of us who aren't going to invest in that or aren't able to, it's financially not feasible. Or, I mean, let's be honest, they're afraid or embarrassed. Here you go. Here's your private home use solution for a fraction of the cost at $395. And I don't know if you remember this, but we actually lowered the price $100 when COVID hit. That had a big financial impact on a lot of people, a negative one. And you could not go into an office for treatment. Home use was the only option. So we lowered the price. And once things got normal after the pandemic, we just kept it. We kept it at the lower price because we want this to be an accessible solution to as many women as possible. So I love that we did that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk. Can you mention a couple of the in-office treatments? I want people, because some people may not know what you're talking about.
Sure. So there's a variety. You know, there's PRP injections. There's CO2, there's RF laser. So there are a multitude of different modalities that are done in office.
And they're usually self-pay, typically self-pay procedures that people
yes.
do.
And I don't want to knock them because I've heard tremendous feedback. But again, none of them are permanent. You know, you do go in for maintenance, and that's why the providers will send their patient home with the device. And the feedback that we get from those patients is a big spike in patient satisfaction because you don't know if a treatment's going to work for you until you do it. So it could have been great for your mom and your best friend and your sister, and it resolved their SUI, it resolved their pain during intercourse. And then you go in and invest in it and it's okay. Didn't knock your socks off. But when they're sending them home with the VFit device, it's elevating those results and it's making them last longer. But again, not everyone is going to be able to or wants or needs to do the in-office treatment. This is an amazing standalone solution for them.
Exactly. And I think, and I've recommended this to a few people who were considering, of course, we don't do any kind of those in-office treatments, but they were looking at it, right? I'm like, you could try this first.
Right.
See what that does for you. You might not even want to spend $3,000 after using this for 6 weeks. And if you do still need it, this is just going to help maintain those results. Love that. Thank you for clarifying that. All right, Shebar.
We have women that order like a dozen at a time. We don't know what they're doing with them, but you know, it's like it's got this cult following. So the Shebar, let me preface this. Our Her Intimate Care line was created by an OBGYN. These are all clean ingredients and all pH balanced for the vulva. I'm a sucker for packaging myself, and I see products that are for the V. And then you look at the ingredients and you're like, this is essentially a body wash that's repackaged. These products were designed specifically for the intimate area. And again, all clean ingredients, pH balanced. The She Bar is a really wonderful product. This is a bar, but it's soap free. It doesn't have those detergents that a soap would have that are going to dry out the tissue. It is triple French milled. It is super dense. It has the creamiest, most wonderful lather. It is phenomenal. And even though it was designed for the intimate area, it's fantastic full body. So you can keep it in the shower. I recommend keeping this next to the sink. You know, we're all hopefully still washing our hands 100 times more than we did pre-pandemic, which is hard on the skin. So this is phenomenal. You get that deep cleanse, but you're not stripping the skin. We absolutely love the She Bar, and it's a light mandarin oil. So it just, even men can use it, and absolutely love the She Bar. And being that it's triple French milled and so dense, it really lasts a long time.
Agreed. It really does. I was surprised about that. So yeah.
So we love, love, love the She Bar. Next is our Revitalizer Serum. This is, again, for external use for the vulva. It is an amazing hydrating serum. And a lot of us don't realize vaginal dryness is not just internal. It is also external. and it causes itching and just discomfort, and even chafing from clothing can irritate that tissue. If you shave or wax and you get bumps or irritation, it is phenomenal. There's no right or wrong way to use this product. Some women will use it when they get out of the shower. Some will use it morning and night. You can literally use it anytime you need to. I use it everywhere. I'm getting that older lady crepey neck thing, cuticles, elbows, anywhere that you're dry. It provides an amazingly comfortable barrier between your clothing and your tissue. So if you do have irritation to the vulva, it's phenomenal, but it's not greasy, but super hydrating. Again, one of those products that's really concentrated. You don't need to use very much. The Revitalizer Serum, it's one of our hero products. It is absolutely beautiful. And again, it's for external use. But the Her Intimate Care line, even though it was designed specifically for the vulva, can be used full body.
Right.
Absolutely. We love the Her Intimate Care line, and we're hoping that there will be some expansions in the future to the collection. It took the OBGYN who created this line for us, it took her a good 2 years to get it exactly where she wanted it. It had to be just so. And then we have the device cleansing wipes, which we touched on earlier. Really important if a patient gets these are for cleansing the device only. These are not for the body. But these are a nice handy disinfecting wipe. So again, a lot of women like to use their device at bedtime, and they may not want to have to get up to go to the restroom to cleanse the device. So they can use these, and they can also use it if they have any adult devices. It's safe to use.
Yes, those wipes are great. I know that was often my situation doing it at night and be like, oh, so I was very
you're
happy.
You're cozy, you're comfy, you're relaxed. You don't want to have to get up and go to the restroom. Nope, 100%. Now, in terms of the VFit device and which of your patients, you know, might benefit from it, pretty much all of them. We have the patient profile, and we touched on this earlier. We have the new mamas. It's great for postpartum. This has become a really popular baby shower gift, a popular push gift. A lot of women purchase it for themselves, anticipating some changes, pretty obvious changes that will occur after delivery. They want to start using it the day they bring baby home, and I get it, but they shouldn't. It's generally about 6 weeks after delivery, you know, whenever they've been given clearance from their healthcare provider, but it's phenomenal for new mamas. You can steal that 10 or 12 minutes while baby's napping 3 times a week. It's amazing. Of course, your peri and postmenopausal women will benefit from it. We have women well into their 80s using it. And, you know, I will be honest, I didn't realize how sexually active women are so late in life. I didn't until 6 years ago when I started working with the VFit device. And now I tell my offices, do not discount that cute gammy that comes in. She's likely very sexually active. We don't think of it that way, I think, until we get there, you know? And it's really important for them to have the ability to be intimate without pain. And it has not been a level playing field. You know, men for erectile dysfunction, there's been a lot of solutions, a lot of very easy solutions is something that they can talk about freely. It's every other commercial on TV is for ED. But really there haven't been options for their partners. And now there is. But you also have women who are just maintaining good health. It's not about the intimacy. And again, there's oftentimes a lot of anxiety and embarrassment surrounding these changes that we go through as we age, and it really helps to address those. One thing that I thought was really interesting is in our earlier studies, 100%, literally 100% of the participants reported feeling more connected to their partner.
Wow.
So it really, there's that confidence boost, which is phenomenal. But really, truly, a full range of different patient profiles will benefit from the device.
Well, I would like to interject this. You mentioned being sexually active later in life and how popular that is. However, there's another population who are not, because they can't be, right? Maybe a spouse has passed away, or just for other health reasons, that's not an option. And even younger women who don't have someone in their life. So here's the way I look at it and the way I try to explain it to my patients. This is how our bodies were designed, right? We were meant to be able to have this activity in this area of our body. And when we don't, especially suddenly, there's definitely a change that can happen. And it's, you know, giving yourself this time is a preventative tool. So especially if you're not having intercourse, you know, for multitude of reasons, it is a really good way to keep that tissue pliable and all of the things that it does, you know? I think a lot of times women too, I think, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to have that anymore. Well, what if that took away your hip pain?
Yep.
That took away your back pain. What if
your
you could,
leakage.
Yeah. What if you could go for a walk without having to stop at home halfway through your walk and change your pad? I've had patients like that, you know, who have to kind of schedule things around being able to change a pad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, 55 or 88, like seriously, you know, there's so many things that we can do. And so it's about expanding that awareness and preventing and even reversing, even if it's been 20, 30 years, you know?
Well, and I've heard from women actually quite a few times over the last 6 years who they've started using the device. They're aging, they're perimenopausal, they're postmenopausal. Didn't really feel like they had any specific issues. They just wanted to kind of get ahead of the game.
Right.
But then report, I can't really pinpoint exactly what it is, but things feel better because they likely had vaginal dryness and didn't really know it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I have this vaginal dryness and I'm in a lot of pain or it's really uncomfortable. Suddenly things just feel better. Things feel good because they're improving the vaginal tissue health. And to your point, it's not just about sex. It is vaginal wellness is healthcare. It's mm-hmm. self-care. And it's an overall meaning of life, meaningful right. part of life. You know, it has a positive impact for us in yeah. self-care on every level, be it nutrition, sleep, exercise, mental health. It's all tied in together 100%. And
it's all connected.
Oh, it's so connected. And again, out of sight, out of mind, we don't think about our vaginal tissue health. It's just,
yeah.
And you know, I have to say this, a lot of providers aren't having this conversation with their patients. Yeah. We've definitely seen vast improvements. We have, but women are really starting to empower themselves, which I love. And it's our mission to find solutions, to talk about it and, you know, talk about it with their friend, their sister, their mom, and their healthcare provider. You know, maybe VFit isn't the solution for them. We hope that it is, and it likely is, but just, you know, talk to someone about what's going on. Because I mean, a lot of us didn't even get feedback from our moms, and they certainly didn't get feedback from their moms about menopause and about the changes that occur after having a baby or just aging. It was taboo. You know, and I do think that as a whole, we are getting better about having these conversations. And it's interesting. It's like the younger generation, we'll talk about it, you know, zero boundaries, which is great. But there are certain age groups where maybe they're not as prone to talking about it, but they really should. This is natural. You know, if we're lucky enough to get to the age of going through menopause, we're going to go through some changes.
Right.
And I think, and I know I'm guilty of this, we know that certain changes will occur. For some reason, we think we're going to dodge it. It's not going to happen to us. No, that's not true. You know, and it's important that women are empowering themselves to find solutions because there can be so much discomfort and, again, embarrassment, anxiety, a big impact on their meaningful quality of life. Mm-hmm. If we can help them in any way with that, that's what we're here for. And that's what you're doing for your patients. It's important. It really is.
And a good way to tell people you know in your life about this is to just give them this podcast, this video, whichever way you're watching it. Sometimes it's just easier to say, here, maybe you should look at this or, you know, pay attention to this. And then one more thing I thought of before we close that I think is really a good plug for the VFit also is I've noticed this with myself and at least one other of my patients. It helps with constipation. So.
Okay.
You know, amazing. Oh yeah. Say a blurb about that.
Endometriosis.
Yes.
And again, we are not diagnosing, we are not curing, we are not treating, but we are hearing we are improving.
Right.
And I have a gal who She is basically a walking case study for the specialists in the state that she lives in. And she's had so many surgeries that she literally cannot have a bowel movement without taking laxatives every single day. So she got the device, not even thinking about that part of it. She was thinking about all of her pain and discomfort in, you know, the vaginal discomfort, the inability to have intercourse and have it actually be fun. And she called me, she's like, "You're going to think I'm crazy, but I swear I am now able to have a bowel movement without taking laxatives."
Which, absolutely.
It never, I mean, that was never on my radar. And you're right. That is something that we do here. And my guess, because we've not done studies on this,
right?
Just like with menstrual cramps, it's a combination of the heat and the vibration, and that light energy is getting absorbed deep into the tissue. So I think it's just a beautiful mix of those modalities that's having this great little side effect.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
So I'm glad I remembered that, because we would have been long gone. Oh, I forgot to say that. So it really is great for that. I mean, so many things. And I'll just close with this thought too, as far as the whole myofascial release piece. One of the things that we talk about is myofascial rebounding, which uses like the fluid movement of the body and how that can also help soften things up. I really think that's part of it. It's like it that vibration helps to like jiggle that fluid around there, you know? I mean, I'm talking cellular fluid, myofascial.
Jiggle being a very technical medical term, yes.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, that, and then just the whole bowel movement issue, the constipation prevention, and all of it. Oh, it just works together all so well. And just want to get the word out to help people with this, these situations and problems. And thank you so much, Kristen, for
absolutely
being on again. We've been trying to make this happen for a while. And if you're listening and you know someone who would be interested in this or would might need some of this information, please spread the word. My aim here at Essential Therapies Podcast is to just get some information out, you know, the things that are really helpful. And I'm really big on trying most things out. It's been something that I can try and use, and it's helping me, and I've seen it help other people. I feel it's really important for me to share this information, and so many people can feel better. You know, when you feel better, you can do more stuff. And yep. I love that.
And I want to add this as well. If anyone watching or listening to this has questions, if they're not sure, is this right for me? Or, you know, I have this specific medical condition, or I'm taking this specific medical condition. I hope that they will reach out to you with those questions and then reach out to me. Oftentimes we have data on it already.
Right.
If not, we have a variety of different types of physicians who are our advisors, and we will go to them and get an answer for you. And trust me when I say we have heard it all. We have no boundaries here at Joylux. So if your patient maybe has a little hesitation or embarrassment, don't. Seriously, send it our way. If we don't have an answer, we will get an answer for you. Because sometimes there are, you know, specific medical conditions or concerns, and you want to make sure it's appropriate for you. Or you have something going on and you want to know if this is an appropriate device for you to use, please, I hope that they will reach out to you and then ping me, and we will make sure that they get all the information that they need.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that invitation, Kristen. And to all of you out there, thank you so much for watching and spreading the word and subscribing to Essential Therapies Podcast. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
That was great.
Bye.
Thank you.